Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. We're a little late getting in, you know, station techniques and technicalities and check everything. Forgive us for being a little late, but thank you for tuning into the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Our topic today is Get Out of Hell Part 3 and Stay Out. Hey, some of us don't even know we're in hell. Some of us don't even know what hell really is. Some say it's hot, but wait a minute. Walking down the street broke. That tells me you're in hell, and you don't necessarily have to be hot for that. Knowing you don't have a job come Monday, you're in hell. Thinking that your daughter might be pregnant and she's not talking about it, wow, you're headed for hell. We can name a lot of circumstances that individuals feel is just, oh my God, just too much for me. I'm feeling like I'm in some type of hellish quicksand, and there's no one to reel me out. There's no one to pull me out. I feel bad when I wake up, and I feel sad when I go to bed. I feel terrible through the day. I am just feeling so awful throughout the afternoon. What is going on? Well, if we don't talk about ourselves and our situation, we can say one thing that's true to anyone over 3 years old. The nations in the world are spinning out of control due to lies and mayhem, murder and foolishness, and we see fear has gripped our universe. Some are saying, oh my God, what next? If I turn the TV on, I'm going to hear something that's going to make me wish I was dead. If I walk outside and look down the street, I'm going to see something that makes me wish, oh my God, I can't live like this. But how can a person stay sane with hearing and listening to a lot of circumstances of things that are going on in the world? They say, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to lose my family. I'm about to lose my job. I'm about to lose my life. Help, please. Someone help me. You're at the right place, at the right time, on the right day, and the right month. Because we're going to give you some tips on how to get out of hell. Number one, first, you've got to recognize you're in hell. Snorting cocaine all day long and think that's cute. You got to, hey, recognize you're in hell. Fighting and causing discord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You got to stop and say, no, you're not trying to get your human rights. You're in hell. Going about thinking that you're invincible and that nothing and no one can hurt you. You're in a hell. Now, it's not bad to put on that kind of a shield, but you're in hell and you don't know it. So right now, we're going to give you some other ways out, other ways to get in where you fit in. And we talked last week with Colonel Harrison about your environment. You got to watch your environment. That's number two. You got to watch your environment. Who are you letting in? Who are you trying to get out that you don't have the strength to get out? And your mind says, you know, get out of this. But your heart says, and you understand it. Your environment. Most people realize when they change the environment, if they have to go to Mojave Desert and lay down in the hot blazing sun, things get better. No one's going to follow you out there to try to cause you any foolishness. That I can guarantee. So number two, change your environment. You want to get out of hell? Well, how can I get out of hell? How can I get out of the environment, which is hellish? You've got to climb out. You got 2 hands, 2 feet, you can do it. You can make it. I know you can. Climb out and don't look back. Don't look back for the cries, the begging for money, begging for help. Oh, I need you. Leave those alone. You wouldn't be in hell if anything was sincere about any kind of relationships like that. Sometimes people don't do what they need to do because they know you're going to hang around and bail them out. The bail window is closed. The bail window is closed. You can't bail anyone out. It's closed. And if you're not walking in your right life, you're already in need of bail. So number two, your environment. Number three, that you let into your world. Kick them out, get them out, throw them out, run them out. You got to get rid of them. No matter what they say, you got to recognize. You got to recognize fast. You got to recognize that it's you, it's you, it's you. Standing in the need of prayer. Now, it could be a prayer to the one supreme God. It could be a prayer to the God that you know of as a child. And I'm bringing God in because look around. A man, woman, son, daughter. Hey, the world needs more than a mouthpiece with a microphone. Have you noticed everybody you see that think they're a singer, spokesman, spokesperson, politician, they don't do right unless they got a microwave. You know what? A microphone, rather, in the hand. I wouldn't want to stand around people like that. I wouldn't want to be around them. Because with a microphone to their lips, they're going to magnify their problem and yours. Get rid of people who you know don't mean you no good. You know who they are. It's hard. It's tough. Trust me. I've been there. And I'm probably there now. But I got news for you. If people care anything about others, they're going to see that you have almost supernatural traits, and you do. Everybody was born with a gift. That's a supernatural trait. And they're going to help you utilize it. They're going to help you build on it. They're going to help you make the best of who they can see that you really are. They aren't going to throw a blanket over you out of envy and jealousy. Get these people away from you. People that mean you good want to see good in your life. They want to help you get good in your life. They want to do good and be precious in your life. Other than that, get rid of them. And that's really tough. It can be so hard to tell Daddy, Daddy, I don't want to do bad things anymore. So I'm sorry. When I get myself together, we'll talk. You can tell Mama, Mama, I'm not following your lifestyle anymore. I'm not going to do it. You want me to do things that are against my nature? You want me to talk to people like a dog? Every time I meet Mom, I'm out of here. I love you. I love Pops. I love Dad. But I'm out of here. Now, you may not know where you're going. You may not have a roof over your head. You may not have friends that will take you in. But let me tell you something. You stand on your 2 feet. You might wobble getting up. But you exercise your mental strength. And call on everything within. Help me. You know, a lot of people aren't saying that. They are too caught up to say, help me. They are too wicked and evil to say, help me. They don't want anybody to know that they have fallen below the ability to help themselves. Oh, my God, listen. There's a holy book that says in Jeremiah 23:10. It might be 10:23. One of those. Look it up. It says, it does not belong to me to even know how to help themselves. It doesn't belong to them. It does not belong to them to know how to direct their own steps. So you're in good hands getting out of the hands of those that don't. And here's another thing. People never talk about this when you talk about hell. You know, when you eat the wrong foods, hell is exercising that grip on you. The human body was made out of dust. The same thing that vegetable, fruit, vegetation, the same place that stuff comes from. Iron sharpens iron. So if I know it was made out of dust, then I'm going to practice a mild form of vegetarianism. And when I say mild, people get upset when they start off as a vegetarian. And then they slip and fall. And it's, oh, well, you know, it wasn't for me. I don't care. So what? So what? Ribs, barbecue ribs, pork chops, and all of that. It really wasn't that bad. Let me tell you something. Eating the wrong food can put you in hell. When you eat food that's not good for the body rebels. Now, it might not come up before your very eyes, but you're on your feet. Cancer, high blood pressure, stroke. 1, 2, diabetes, all kind of fungus, infections out of nowhere, blurry yellow eyes, skin all rashed up, turning 2-3 colors before your eyes. Doctor telling you every time you go in there's something wrong. You know why? Most of the time it's our diet, it's our food. We gotta call on the forces without and within and say, show me the right way to feed this body, this human body. You didn't come here with a packet of notes, but you came here with the innate ability to be able to see and to hear and to think. Use those faculties to get on the right road to eating good food. What is good food with so much pollution on earth? The soil is full of pesticides, herbicides, every kind of side you want to think. What can I do? What in the world can I do? This is what you can do. I just said we have stepped out of nowhere into somewhere where the innate ability to know that green vegetables, fruits, protein drinks and powders and all kinds of things in the market that appeal to the human heart. When a person looks at a steak, it says his blood pressure changes and his mood changes and some form of aggressiveness comes up. But when he's in a garden, you know, he placed us in a garden and not a concrete building. When you look on the opposite side at a green forest, you feel repose, even walking through a park or a garden or forest. That's why when people are sad and depressed and they don't know what to do with their lives, they go to the doctor will tell them to take a vacation. And what he's really saying, he's telling you, get into some place that's green. Even the hospitals put mental patients. Yes, they do. They put mental patients into garden-like settings, and they automatically get better. So how much better will we get if we're eating green food, salads, things like kale, romaine lettuce? You're eating the mighty collard green. Let's talk. I remember as a child when women, young guys were getting married, the older ladies would give them a collard stalk. Because not only did it protect the family from disease, but that collard stalk, it would automatically male to become more of a male, if you know what I mean. So it was a joke, you know, 50 years ago or something like that. They would get collard stalk for their gift. They wouldn't go to Target and what was it, the stores at Walmart. I don't know if it was a, you know, store like that then, but they would run up in there and sign up on a registry. They would give them a scholar stock. So, okay, ladies, if you're listening, you better go get one even now. You know, it has rejuvenation power. Feed it to your man every day. The older women had a pot of collard greens on the floor, and the men ate from it. They ate from it. Every day they had collard greens. They wasn't talking about, you know, I couldn't, you know, get it up, and, you know, I'm sad, I'm broke down. Oh, my God, thrown down. The mighty collard helped them. So that's a tip there that you can use to get out of a hell where you can't even think straight. So protecting and preserving your body through good eating habits. Even the worst doctor would tell you to start eating right. Now, he may not know himself. That's so funny. But I'm telling you, change your diet. You can think straight. You can climb up out of any kind of hell if the body is strong and rejuvenated and if it's hydrated. They say here in America, it's so many of us is caused because people really aren't drinking water. Now, this summer running around with the 9.5 water. But let me tell you something. Any water. You end up in the desert. I know some say, no, you know, I don't drink that bottle of water. You know, I don't drink nothing but this. I say, you know what? Let your pipe start brimming out tea like water and see what happens. So preserve your health. And here's another thing. I'm going to move on to the next tip to help you get out of hell and stay out. Because once you're strong enough to pull out, you got to stay out. Ain't no need of trying to crawl out. And you're weakened, you're almost falling backwards at the very top. But here's something that people overlook. Reaching out to help someone that's fortunate. I can't even tell you the feeling that you get. Now, all the gates of hell will open up for the man that wants to get out there and help his fellow man. Checking in on the widow down the street. Being nice to children that may not have a father. Making sure everything in your neighborhood is good and decent because you're a good and decent person. You might be in hell. I know some good people in hell right now. Children pushed them in. Wife, husband pushed them in. Boss pushed them in. False friends pushed them in. So-called wolves in friends' clothing pushed them in. But it doesn't have to be that way and remain that way. Love one another. I tell you what, if everyone practiced that, crime would be non-existent. Hunger and early deaths would be non-existent. All manner of pains and evils would not be existent. The person that does not love, watch him. Every time he opened his mouth up or her mouth, he's sad. Somebody didn't hurt him. He hates everybody. That's because he's not practicing the loyal way out of any disaster. Any uncommon evil is love. You know what? I hate everybody. F everybody. I don't need nobody. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You didn't come here by yourself. So I hope a bunch of people standing around you and your mommy while she was trying to push you out of there, and you came out hollering like a cat wolf, like a cut-up wolf, like a yelping cat. You came out screaming and crying. People gathered around you, cleaned you up, took little Q-tips and cleaned your ear, put little drops in your eye. They turned you upside down and patted you gently on the back to make sure there was no obstructions of any kind in your throat. They were helping you to breathe. And then after they did all that, they wrapped you up very warm, very tight, and they handed you back to mommy. You didn't come up in here by yourself. You didn't walk out the womb and go get a bowl of cereal. So we need to recognize we need good people around us at all times, and we need to love one another. Some say, well, you know what? I ain't never loved nobody. I don't even know how. This is how, toward one another. When you make sure within all your power that you can help someone else get out of a bad fix, I tell you what, you in hell, turn to somebody else in hell and give them a hug. I may not see this, but I can tell you, you coming up out of there, because that one, you can stand on that one shoulder and dig out and then get something and reach down and get him out of there. That's how you do it. That's how we live, standing on the shoulder of others. Still talking about all these great inventions and the so-called new way for living. They invented all that. Someone behind them did this research and they did the work. They stayed up sleepless nights. They didn't do that all on their own. They couldn't do that all on their own. No, no, no. No, they could not. So I'm telling you right now, can get out of hell. Another person that called in from the show last week, you know, when I answered my phone, 424-634-9615, he was saying, you know, I know you're going to do part three, but I got some advice. You need to tell everybody that's going to tune in and listen on how to get out of hell part three that I got out. I said, oh, my God, really? How did you get out? He said, I made up my mind that I was going to either get out of hell or die in hell. And if I was going to die in hell, I was going to shut my freaking mouth. But I knew that wasn't what I wanted. So I scrambled around in my mind. I called everyone I knew and I said, look, I need your prayers. I need some accountability friends here. This is what I'm going to do with my life. And he went on to say, I said, I'm going to do this. I said, I'm going to do that. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And the people that understood what he was trying to do, a.k.a. stay alive in a bad situation, they agreed to be accountability partners. Pick up your phone. Call someone and tell them the truth. Say, I've been feeling bad. I don't even know if I want to live anymore. And everything I touch, it crumbles. Everywhere I go, it's a disaster. Every time I pick my phone, oh, my God, I just say, I think I want to check out of here. But no, you have accountability friends. If you level with them and say, look, I'm having a bad day, I don't know what's causing it, and I woke up feeling a little weird, and I'm talking to you feeling weird, and they will stop me and say, brother, let's pray. Or either they will say, I'm on my way over there, where are you? Or either they're going to say, look, let's meet in an hour. accountability friends will be there for you because, hey, the script might flip any minute. They might need to pick up the phone and call someone. But as I said earlier, on sharpens on. So you won't be looked at as a bad person or someone that's weak. You'll be giving them an opportunity to be blessed just in hearing your story, just in hearing your cry, and just in knowing that no matter what, hey, I may have to put that shoe on the other foot. So no. I'm not going to cast anyone out that might need help. And this is why I love our guest speaker. Colonel William Harrison is out of town, so he wasn't able to really tune in. But he and I go back and forth every week. And you know, we present some good information. And we're just a phone call away, an email away. MotherNature7@gmail.com. Hey, you can reach out and touch us anytime. And we're packing heavy with good information and a heart full of love for our fellow man. We love people. Yes, we do. And we spend at least 80% of our life doing good for others, making sure they're happy and healthy and that no one's going to hurt them. I just love it. I love being a help to the universe. You know, my dad used to say, when you work for God, God will pay. And I tell people, I don't want a man to write me a check. When you work for God, God will pay. And anytime you do anything good for any of God's creation, look out. You're going to be blessed. I don't care if you're serving Satan 24/7. You turn around and say, excuse me, Satan. You turn around and show love to God's creation. I don't care if it's an animal, insect, fly, a child, disabled man, whatever. You turn around and you do one ounce of good. You do one ounce of good and see what's going to happen with your day. You aren't going to feel like harming yourself anymore. You aren't going to feel like lying around town anymore feeling sorry. This is what the Dr. Cupertino Show has to offer. Real life instruction for living. Tune in next week, same day, same time, for Get Out of Hell Part 4, and we're going to help you to stay out. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cupertino Show, and don't forget, if it's not good, don't do it. If you can't speak good, don't talk. Have a great weekend, and thank you again for tuning in to the Dr. Cupertino Show. Bye. Thank you.